Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
FBI Director Christopher Wray refusing to not back the bad policies of his own department at the FBI. There was a shocking interview that took place, and it was an interview between Brett Baer and the FBI Director Chris Wray. There were a lot of questions that were asked, and I'm going to go through some of them because this is a very important conversation about the shock of the FBI refusing to take accountability for some of their actions. We also, this interview comes at a time where there's a PR crisis within the FBI, and that is because the FBI is now polling at a record low. What does Director Wray have to say in response to that is even more astounding, or just connected with total lack of reality. Take a listen.
Reporters, we appreciate you talking to us.
Absolutely. Happy to talk with you, Brett.
You know, polls show that the FBI's reputation is at a real record low. What do you make of that?
Well, look, there are all sorts of opinions out there about the FBI, just like there are about every major institution these days. I can tell you that we're focused on the opinions of the people we actually do the work for and the people we do the work with. And I look at things like, for example, our recruiting. The thousands and thousands of Americans all across this country who are signing up in droves to come work for the FBI. I should tell you, Brett, on that front, a lot of people don't know this, that number has gone up dramatically over the last few years since I've been in this
seat. That's really interesting.
And that's at a time when recruiting for law enforcement, as you may know, in general, in law enforcement has struggled quite a bit. So you're talking about young men and women in their late 20s, early 30s, a lot of them with military and law enforcement backgrounds, yeah. About 50% of them with advanced degrees, no less, who have a lot of choices in this job market, and their choice to come to us, I think, speaks pretty darn loudly and profoundly about our reputation all across America.
Your critics say that some of these...
So let's just get this straight. Let's break this down. Christopher Wray is saying, I'm not worried about record low polling of the American people who do not trust the FBI because there's a bunch of people that are signing up for jobs that need jobs, good paying jobs at the FBI. That is total delusionary thinking. There are a lot of government agencies that have hit all time low and there are people that will still work there and still take their job. There are a lot of people that work in corrupt governments that are failures all over the country. And there are people that still will take the jobs because you get great benefits. And it's incredible what you do. By the way, the majority of FBI jobs are not in Washington, D.C. They're not bureaucratic jobs. They're field office jobs. There's people that are out in the field that are doing amazing work, which can be disconnected from the politics of the FBI. But the best defense that the FBI director could come up with is, well, there's all sorts of opinions out there about the FBI, just like there are about every major institution these days. So we're fine. You're not fine. It's a disaster with the FBI right now. And then let's get into some of the real problems with the director. The director had some good things to say. For example, with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, he is not backing down from their assessment that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is, in fact, where the origins of COVID-19 come from in that lab leak. Now, why wasn't he saying this louder and earlier than he is right now? That's the other question. And listen to how short his answer actually is.
The FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. Let me step back for a second. You know, the FBI has folks, agents, professionals, analysts, virologists, microbiologists, et cetera, who focus specifically on the dangers of biological threats.
And if that is true, then why wasn't the FBI coming out sooner instead of waiting for years to finally admit and tell the American people in the blunt way, this is what we believe? Why were they not leading on that issue if they had assessed not only from everything he just mentioned, but also what he referenced there, and that is their technology, right? The data that they have, the top secret data, the classified documents. If this is how they got to their assessment, why not tell the American people? And this goes exactly back to the very first question. The reason why Christopher Wray, the FBI director, deflected on the question of the low polling by boasting, well, there's a lot of people that are looking for jobs, the FBI, is because he knows that the American people do not trust the FBI on a litany of issues. And Wuhan, yes, he did give a good answer there, tells you everything you need to know. But where did the trust disappear? This all goes back to, well, multiple different facets. It goes back to, were there FBI informants in January 6th? Who is Ray Epps, for example? Then there was the other problem with the FBI. We now know the FBI met on a regular basis with big tech and social media companies to tell them what they wanted and who they wanted to silence and who they wanted to get rid of and who they wanted to be banned and narratives that they wanted to be taken down from big tech. The FBI was doing that. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Christopher Wray was asked about the FBI and the fact that they were involved in free speech issues, silencing Americans who had committed no crimes and had done nothing wrong. They were just a pain in the ASS of the Obama-Biden administration or the Biden administration or in the pain in the rear end to the FBI. And you know what he had to say about it? Oh, we never did that. Even though there are emails from FBI, top-level people, to Twitter that are very clear that that's exactly what they were doing. They didn't like something. They just said, hey, guys, take it down, suppress, silence this. Listen carefully.
Well, let's start with the laptop. The FBI has had access to this laptop for more than 3 years. Why is this investigation on the Hunter Biden laptop taking so long?
Well, the investigation is being led, as you may know, by a U.S. attorney appointed in the last administration out of Delaware, and the FBI is actively supporting and working with that U.S. attorney on that investigation.
But the whistleblowers are telling these lawmakers that there was an internal effort to shut down the investigation from the beginning. Have you found that?
I have not found anything like that.
All right. So let's talk about the FBI and what you told big tech or some agents did about the authenticity and provenance of Hunter Biden's laptop. What about that from an FBI perspective?
The FBI does not and is not in the business of functioning as the truth police.
Understood.
So we don't tell social media companies to censor anything.
Well,
or
the Twitter files suggest something different. I mean, there was an FBI request numerous times. Taibbi puts it out, FBI San Francisco requests to ban certain accounts. Twitter personnel in this case went on to look for reasons to suspend all four accounts that the FBI wanted to ban or suspend. Is it appropriate to flag social media accounts for on Twitter or elsewhere due to politics or government policies when it comes to COVID? Is it appropriate in any way? You're saying it doesn't happen, but there's evidence that it had.
We don't tell social media companies to ban accounts.
But you suggest.
What we do is tell social media companies about information that we have about foreign disinformation campaigns by foreign actors, by foreign intelligence services. And those companies then make decisions about what, if anything, they want to do about it.
Last thing about the Hunter Biden laptop.
By the way, he just lied to the American people. The emails are very clear. Twitter personnel went on to look for reasons to suspend all four accounts the FBI wanted to ban or suspend. So you cannot sit there and tell me now all of a sudden that the FBI are the good guys here and then they weren't abusing and silencing Americans who had done nothing wrong and taking away their free speech. And he's like, no, we didn't do that. Yes, you did. We have the emails. The Twitter files show this. The Twitter files prove this. The Twitter files make it obvious that this is exactly what has happened.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll give you another example of where Christopher Wray still has not been transparent. The issue, Donald Trump. Donald Trump was spied on. We know that. His campaign was spied on. We know that the FBI abused their power in trying to entrap people at the White House. They boasted about this. Yeah, these guys are so trusting, right? These guys are so stupid over there at the new Trump White House. We just sent a couple guys over. That's what the FBI director said, James Comey at the time. We just decided we'd send a couple guys over. Send a couple of guys over, and maybe they're stupid enough, right? Maybe they're dumb enough to talk. Maybe they are dumb enough to actually trust us. Insert General Flynn. General Flynn served his country, had no reason to believe that the FBI was coming in trying to set him up. I think that's an easier way of putting it. And what did he do? He decided to do what anybody would do if you didn't think you'd done anything wrong or anything wrong. You thought you were helping out your government. They had questions, you answered them. In reality, they were trying to entrap you. That's what they were trying to do. That's a problem. It's a really, 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 really big problem. And that's exactly what happened, though. They don't care. The FBI went rogue. They were willing to lock up, silence, shut down Twitter accounts, shut down social media accounts all over the place. These were people that were, by the way, elected by no one. Can we just talk about that? They were elected by no one who had the power to literally shut down your life and put you in jail and to frame you for crimes you didn't commit, just like they did with General Flynn. So let's talk about the classified documents probe into Donald Trump. We're going to get some straight answers into that Mar-a-Lago raid and Joe Biden. Here's what he had to say about those issues on Fox.
About the dual system that conservatives point to, the documents investigation for former President Trump and the raid that happens in Mar-a-Lago, that show of force in that way, as opposed to the documents investigation for President Biden and how that went down. You find out about those documents before the November election. The FBI then does the search of the house after that, but does not say anything prior to the midterm election. So those two things are sticking people's minds as different, handled differently. How do you explain that?
So we have a long history of handling investigations into the mishandling of classified information. And our standard for approaching those investigations is the same, no matter who it is. Our basic approach is the same. Now, that approach means that we typically start with the least intrusive means to try to retrieve the improperly stored classified information. But if those less intrusive means don't work, and certainly if they're frustrated in some way, then we adapt and turn to other legal tools that we've been entrusted with.
Are you at the table for that decision of how it looks to go after a former president like the way that it happened in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I oversee the FBI. I expect any significant investigation to be conducted by the book. And I do that with adherence to our rules, our policies, our practices.
Why didn't we know anything about the FBI looking into President Biden prior to the election?
Well, again, I can't talk about specific investigations that are ongoing, both of which are being led by special counsel, other than to say it is not our normal practice to discuss publicly specific investigations.
All right, so let's talk about by the book. Mark Houck, Pennsylvania Pro.
I mean, does anybody believe this? I don't. And that is what is so damning for this administration and for this FBI. You know, he says on the classified document probe, well, our standard approach is the same no matter who it is. That's not true. The way that you attack Donald Trump, the way that you tried to frame him, the way that you guys refuse to tell the truth, the American people, on a litany of issues, one of those issues is on Russia collusion. You cannot forget that the FBI knew that the Russian collusion story was a hoax before anyone else knew it. Okay? They knew from the very beginning that it wasn't real. They had assessed that it wasn't real. Everyone knew that it wasn't real. And they went with it. They went with it. Why? Because they didn't like Donald Trump. They did the same thing with the Hunter Biden laptop. The Hunter Biden laptop comes into them. They have a copy of it. And they tried to actually classify it as disinformation, implying that it wasn't real, so that no one could actually investigate it. Tell me that's not a major problem. Tell me that's not totally insane. And the FBI then comes out, looks you straight in the face, and says to you, oh no, we have the same standard of justice for those on the right as we do on the left. You helped a president be impeached by being silent with Donald Trump when you knew the story was a lie. Okay, you knew the story was a lie. And then when it comes to the FBI looking into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, you're completely silent. You don't say have anything to say. You have nothing to talk about. You're just going to sit there and act like it never happened. Sit there and act like, oh, it's totally fine. Let's go to January the 6th. January the 6th was a big day. January 6th was a day that Democrats tried to use to imply that we were there was a massive insurrection and overthrow of the government by unarmed people at the Capitol. And there was a question that came up after that. And the question was a simple one. Hey, did you guys have FBI informants or paid people in that crowd to agitate that crowd, inspire that crowd to go into the Capitol? Because the night before, there was a guy by the name of Ray Epps that was trying to encourage people to knock down the barricades the next day. And people started chanting, Fed, Fed, Fed. Why were they saying that? Why? Because the people in the crowd knew that he was full of crap. The FBI was lying. They knew this guy wasn't a real Trump supporter. And they're like, this guy's from the federal government. This is an insider.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at January the 6th that day overall, I think most people feel like something wasn't right. And when Christopher Wray says, you know, when he responds to accusations of the FBI's political bias, he says, quote, the FBI is on the American people's side. That's just not true. Again, go back to his quote. I hear these claims of politicalization, but I can't tell you, but I can tell you that the FBI is and is going to stay independent. That's not true. You guys were silencing people on social media. You were sending enemies lists to big tech to silence people. You knew that Donald Trump had not done anything wrong with Russia, and you allowed for that investigation and impeachment to continue. You shut down. You silenced. You didn't say anything. That's a problem. You could have stopped it. You knew, by the way, that the Hunter Biden laptop was authentic and real, and you had it. And you guys still allowed for the media narrative to be pushed out there to silence the story ahead of the election. Don't tell me that you're unbiased. Don't tell me that you're trying to tell us the truth. You're not. And the other question is about January 6th. Hey, did you guys have FBI informants in the crowd? Did you have activists in the crowd? Did you have people you're paying to help advocate for riots in the crowd? There's a lot of evidence, by the way, to point to this. And that's the reason why this was a real question that was asked by Brett Baer. And listen to the director's response to the Capitol riot probe.
And the other Twitter question we get a lot is, did the FBI have undercover agents or paid informants or assets among the mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th?
Well, as I'm sure you can appreciate, Brett, I can't really appropriately talk about when, where, and how we use confidential informants.
Is it classified?
Well, we have information that is about any number of topics that is law enforcement sensitive, but you should not read into my inability to answer a question because of my obligations as that as a clue or a hint in any way about how accurate your reader's tweet is.
Final word about the FBI.
I mean, really, how inaccurate or accurate your reader is, right? We have information that is about any number of topics, and that is law enforcement sensitive, so I can't tell you anything. All right, let me just go back to when Senator Ted Cruz was questioning the FBI in a setting about Ray Epps. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, gold IRA. 877-4. Gold IRA, or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, Ray Epps, if you don't know about Ray Epps, you're about to learn about him. Ray Epps was a guy that many people believe was an FBI informant. Ray Epps is a guy that was trying to get the crowd jazzed up the night before the Capitol Hill riot and was saying, we need to, you know, break down the barriers. And people were like, dude, that guy's a Fed. Like, that's not us. That guy's a Fed. And they started calling, saying that over and over again, Fed, Fed, Fed. And then the next day he shows up, and the next day he goes over and whispers to a guy, and immediately right after he whispers to the guy, 5 seconds later, that guy starts breaking down barriers. And then the FBI put out pictures of people that were wanted. They wanted to question. They were involved in January the 6th, and Ray Epps' picture was up there. Well, then people identified him as Ray Epps, and all of a sudden Ray Epps and people wanting information to the FBI about him just disappears. The FBI changes their information wanted to omit Ray Epps. It's like, oh, crap, that's our own guy. Oh, shoot, that's one of ours. Take all that down from the internet. Take that down as fast as you can. So here is, again, the FBI, one of their top individuals at the FBI asking, this is about the questions about Ray Epps and his disappearance from the FBI's public posting and the fact that there's no public accountability for this. And the American people deserve to know if there was 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 people in that January 6th insurrection that were FBI paid informants that were a part of it. Listen.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol. This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post listing, seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals in the bottom there is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sadburn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. Can't answer that. Can't talk about that. Can't say anything about that. We're just going to sit here and act like it cannot happen. 4 different times, Ted Cruz just asked the FBI, was Ray Epps a Fed? Ray Epps disappears from the FBI's public posting. Ray Epps is the guy that they were chanting at him, Fed, Fed, Fed. I mean, these are all things the FBI knows about, and they won't give us an answer, but don't worry, they're non-political. Were there FBI informants there? How many? We can't answer that question. Right? We cannot do it. So why should you trust the FBI right now? Let's go back to that answer. Well, because a lot of people want jobs with us. Even on issues that are non-political, I mean like non-political, the FBI director couldn't even answer those questions. I'll give you another example. Christopher Wray would not answer the question if drug cartels should be designated as a terrorist organization. Now, that's a non-political question. They're bringing fentanyl over the border at record numbers, enough fentanyl to kill like every American times four. The amount of fentanyl that's coming across the border, the amount of people that are dying, the number one killer of young people right now in this country is fentanyl. Simple question. Does and should drug cartels be designated as terrorist organizations? And can the FBI give you a straight answer on that? No. But they want you to believe they're non-political. Listen.
Partners are doing, and that's unfortunate for everybody.
On immigration, do you believe the cartels should be designated as terrorist organizations?
Well, I do believe that the cartels represent a significant threat, and we have hundreds, the FBI has hundreds of investigations that go into cartel leadership, and I'm interested in all appropriate legal tools that will help us go after them. We are going after them. Obviously, we're not responsible for the physical security at the border, but we recognize that the threats emanating from the border are serious, and we're determined to do our part as a team effort to combat those threats. We have field offices all across the border that have made hundreds of arrests just last year. I mean, I'll just give you one example. Our Albuquerque division, our New Mexico division, in one seizure last fall, seized 1 million fentanyl pills. As if that weren't enough, loads of methamphetamine, something like $2 million in cash, lots and lots of guns, ballistic vests, hand grenades. Those million pills, think about that for a second. If just 1% of those pills contained a lethal dose, you're talking about thousands of American lives that our folks and our partners saved that day. That's just one FBI field office in one seizure in one day. We're doing scores of those investigations. So it's a significant threat, and we're determined to do our part.
I mean, that's amazing. And today we had this really emotional.
By the way, I love how he says that's amazing, right? That's amazing. So are you gonna name them a terrorist organization? I'm not gonna name it. These drug cartels terrorist organizations. I'm not gonna say that we should. Why would I do that? I'm not going to say anything close to that. All right. Make sure that you share this podcast about the FBI with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review. We're going to keep on this issue. We're not going to back off. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.